Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Want to give a gift that actually matters this season? Start with skincare that's clean, effective, and actually works. Primally Pure makes gifting simple. From cult favorite staples to limited edition holiday scents, all toxin-free, intentionally crafted, and ready to wrap. Perfect for gifting or treating yourself. Skip the synthetic fragrances and holiday gimmicks. Cozy Vanilla Mint Body Care, Cranberry Red Lip Balm. Primally Pure captures all the festive nostalgia naturally. Thousands of glowing reviews prove it. This is clean beauty that works, inside and out. Skin, body, wellness. Their products help you create rituals that last well beyond the holidays. Tis the season for tradition and intention. Shop Primally Pure's best-selling essentials and new limited edition bundles to wrap up wellness for everyone on your list, including yourself.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
What's up? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champion. Appreciate y'all checking out and listening to this clip on Inside the Green Room. Be sure to tune in to more Inside the Green Room on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned.
That is true. So here we go. I wanted to do this thing where we're going to discuss if they should blow it up or not. And obviously, we could just start with the Dallas Mavericks, who were competitive towards the end of their game tonight against the Phoenix Suns. It's a shame that Jalen Green is going to be missing more time with that hamstring injury. But focusing on the Mavericks, Danny, obviously, Nico Harrison is no longer with the Dallas Mavericks. He got fired. Obviously, you still have Klay Thompson there. Anthony Davis is there. Interesting thing with Kyrie Irving, who was, I think he was aiming to come back by the end of the season, but with the way things are in Dallas now, should he rush back from injury? I don't know. We saw the report that came out that said Klay Thompson took a pay cut to actually go to Dallas. He had other opportunities, and the reason why he wanted to go to Dallas because he could play with Luka Doncic. Well, Luka Doncic ain't there anymore, Danny. I could give you the circumstance. Here's a situation with Dallas.
He was the biggest loser in the trade, honestly. Klay, yeah, I feel for Klay. He was the biggest loser in the trade. And he went there, thought Dallas was in the finals. I get to play with Luka. And he was having a good year up until that point. And this year he started out a little rough. Tonight, better. coming off the bench now. I'm sure he's a little frustrated. You've been starting this league for 13, 14 years, and now you come off the bench. He did it in Golden State some too, but he came there to start and you know play with Luka, and now you're on a team that's losing, and your ex is doing pretty well. Like he's like, there's nothing it's worse tough. Than that. There's nothing it's worse tough. Than that.
So here's the situation, Danny.
And you took a cut to go there.
Granted, he is in a state with no state income tax.
Yeah.
With that being said, it helps, but you still took a cut.
Yeah.
With that being said, so here's the situation. They have their own 2026 draft pick. They do not have in 2027, and which is crazy to me, even in 2028, bro. This is to show you how ridiculous the Thunder are going to be for a very long time. Even in 2028, the Dallas Mavericks, OKC has the right to swap its first round pick in 2028 with the Dallas Mavericks. So the Thunder aren't going anywhere. Obviously,
the rich get richer.
If you're the Dallas Mavericks now, you really have to think, especially with Nico Harrison out the door, I would think, Danny, that you have to blow this up. You would have to find situations for Anthony Davis. You would have to find a situation for potentially Kyrie Irving and definitely Klay Thompson. If you look at their contracts, I'm going to give you Anthony Davis has a player option for $62 million in 27-28. Kyrie Irving has a player option for $42 million. And Klay Thompson, his deal is expiring after this. He's contracted
for next season,
2027, making $17 million. One would think, Danny, and then you still have Daniel Gafford on his Daniel Gafford's pretty much making $18 million or so through 28, 29. Oh, and then you still have Derek Lively. I think, Danny, it is you have to wipe the slate clean. And I think the first thing you have to focus in on is maybe getting enough draft capital that you can have a really good swing in the 2026 draft. Maybe you want to, because you don't have your 2027 pick, maybe you want to leave the 2026 draft with two lottery picks. And maybe you could end up getting that if you're willing to give up some of these guys, which frankly, I think you should. You're not winning the title this year, even if Kyrie Irving comes back healthy in time, because you're probably looking at being at best, maybe you're a play-in team. And now you're playing OKC potentially in the first round. Come on now.
Or Denver. What's the timeline you give them?
I think you have a 2026 lottery pick that you own.
When do you blow it up? Before All-Star or last summertime? Excuse me.
I think once you get to December 13th or 8th, whatever that date is, when all the players who were signed this summer are eligible to be traded, you start working the phones. And the one thing that the Mavericks have to their credit, or at least to their benefit, they control their future, at least for this year. So granted, yes, if you win 10 games all season long, it doesn't guarantee you the first pick overall in the draft. But this is a draft that's being heralded for not just one, not just two, not just three, but like four or five players. And you already have Cooper Flagg. So I would be insisting on, yo, fans, be patient with me. You know, I got a vision, and it includes, unfortunately, getting rid of Anthony Davis, unfortunately, getting rid of Kyrie Irving. I know we were just in the finals, but the reality is we're not going to the finals no more with what we got. And we can't continue to risk the future of Cooper Flagg by having him in this roster construction that we have now. It's just wild to do that because they literally, the expectation level went from all the way up here to down here just like that.
Within a month.
Hold on. I don't want to insist on my way, because before the season started, you were optimistic about the Dallas Mavericks. So I guess I should have posed the question to you. Are you staying with this? Or are you blowing it up?
I mean, Nico's not there, so there's nobody really that's tied to it, right? That has to see it through. And man, so yeah, so many different thoughts, bro.
I'm sipping my water for this one.
So many different thoughts, bro. I still want to see what it looks like. I don't know what Kyrie's timeline is.
Is that the basketball fan in you, or is that like the general manager in you?
Again, if I'm the new GM, I'm blowing it up right away. But said, if Nico was there, and again, I don't blame it all on Nico, but unfortunately, in the situation, because the GM you fired traded you into the situation. So it's like, all right, we let go of the GM, so there's no reason for them to hold on to this. Anybody else there, especially if you're not taking blame as the owner, and Dumont doesn't seem like he's taking any of the blame. They're passing on the blame. Listen, we made a mistake in terms of him. Let him make the decision to do this. This was a bad decision. Again, your ex looks better. Like, the person you traded away is doing very well, and you're doing terribly. So it only gets worse and worse as the days goes on. But at some point, in some iteration, you got to see what it looks like. And you have not a lot of time, but little time. I give it to the trade deadline in February. I give it to February. I still answer the phone in mid-January. Mm-hmm. But I give it to February because I think Kai will be back in December time. I think AD should be back. I want to see what Kai AD look like for at least a short period of time, just to see, like, oh, I know we're not winning a championship, but what does this group look like if we keep them together healthy? Does that mean we still keep them together after summertime? Maybe not. Probably not. But I still want to see, like, it's the fan in me. The fan in me, the basketball fan, yes, in me wants to see.
Yes, that's
the basketball
it.
Fan in me wants to see what Nico put together healthy. We have right. not got a chance to see that yet. Because when he put it together and I seen their front line, I'm like, oh, shit, like, AD's getting everything he's asked for with Kyrie, with Clay, and then you got number one draft pick, Cooper Flagg, Najee Marshall, D'Angelo Russell coming off the bench, Caleb Martin, like, so many different pieces over there, Max Christie. This sounds like a very well-rounded, deep group until you look at the position in the point guard or the guard position, especially defensive, anyway. So the fan in me really wants to see what this looks like. Yeah. What it looks like. Yeah. So I gave it to – but the GM in me, if I'm Michael Finley, I'm not taking any chance. The only way to get the fans back on board is if we – only way to get Luka back, which is not happening, or get something that looks like we're in a good direction. At least being healthy and competing. And that's either getting a bunch of draft picks or trading away pieces and getting a bunch of young guys that are, you know, decently up and coming. And it might be some gold on some really bad teams that you can find, you know, like hidden treasure. You might have to go into Charlotte or DC. You know, you might have to go into Sacramento, you know, get like the kid Keyshawn George that we've seen, or Bilal.
They're not doing that.
No, they might not be.
I kind of like what Washington has going on.
I like the couple pieces they have over there. Cam Whitmore, and they got, you know, so even in, you know, Charlotte, I mean, they're probably not going to give them up. But if you're offering Kyrie and AD to fill in seats, somebody might take that. Somebody might take that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's keep real quick. And I know we didn't put it in the trade machine yet, but maybe we'll do that for next week. Give me the one team that should call, I guess, Patrick Dumont or Michael Finley and try to get AD. The one team that should do it. You can only pick one.
Yeah. So I was talking about this the other night on the other pod. And Paul brought it to really good attention. Now, any team could use him healthy, of course. We don't know if he's going to be there or stay healthy. But teams that really need a big – and that I don't know if they even have the capital to get them or the pieces to get them or even the cap space. Boston, it wouldn't be a bad look to try to get them.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know, that's not bad. That's not bad because I we'd have to look at the cap situation. I don't think he would fit. I mean, I would believe that would mean they would have to get rid of Derek White in some way, shape, or form. From a cap space perspective, we didn't put in the trade machine, but I could see that working, especially if they didn't want to force it. If they just basically said, AD, come here, get you.
This is the year that you said Jason Tatum's taking a year out, like, or Indiana.
Nah, him and Siakam don't work.
Why wouldn't they?
I guess they could.
They run at a pace that AD would have to get used to.
He'd have to go back to being a small ball five. AD's made it clear he's not playing. He don't want to play the five.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Sorry, bro. Today's NBA, you have to play the five.
Why is he so anti-five, bro?
He wants to be in the conversation with Tim Duncan, KG. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those guys could have been fives too, but they're like, they wanted to be power forwards. And he wants to be known as one of the best power forwards. Like, once you're in that center position, it's a different group of guys that you're now compared to. He's still top 75. Yes, I get it. But yes, Indiana, because they have so many pieces that are paid or not paid, that have depth. When you have Nembhard, TJ McConnell come off the bench, Mathurin, Nesmith, like you have a lot of depth and a lot of pieces. Obi Toppin, you know, I mean, you keep Pascal and Haliburton, of course. And you want to keep some of your shooters, but they have a lot of depth and pieces, man.
That's
Indiana that's could use a big. Losing Miles Turner, you need a big. And if Rick Carlisle can make it work, I think those two teams could do it. It would be nice for them. Mind you, they're sitting out the year because now AD can go all year. You got to have the right people and staff to get him right the whole year healthy and let him get some rhythm, learn the system. It's kind of like Dallas all over again last year for him. But with a group of guys coming back next year for sure, that you're like, all right, we're gonna be good.
See, but that's also the thing, man. Like, how long can AD not play serious basketball? And that's a discussion for another day because I want to discuss Bradley Beal. And I had sent you this text message, Danny, and I said, Bradley Beal has played unserious basketball for so long that I think, like, I don't know if he's actually, like, as good as we ever thought he ever was because he just he's just been so far removed from playing winning basketball, and I just felt like he was playing dispirited basketball. Unfortunately for Bradley Beal, he did get hurt, and I wish I didn't say that before leading into the injury news because that's just unfortunate, but he is gone for the season. Now, unfortunately, it looks even worse because Norman Powell was just right there, and Norman Powell's obviously doing his thing for the
Miami. They couldn't pay him. That's my take on it. That's what I thought. I thought they traded him because they couldn't pay him.
But they still could have kept him for the year. They could have. He still had a year left on his deal.
Yeah, you lose him for nothing. You lose him for nothing.
No, you get you retain the talent, and then eventually you figure it out after that. But you retain the talent, especially again. I hate to say this because he just got injured, but my hesitation to ever bring in Bradley Beal on the Clippers or any team is just like he hasn't. When he was with the Phoenix Suns, he was not playing winning basketball.
We said understandable, but they didn't trade Norm for Brad. Brad was a late pickup after a buyout. Norm was traded because they just couldn't keep. They had bring James back. They had Kawhi there. They had Zoo back. Like they got to this certain guy. They brought in Brooke Lopez. So they could have brought Brad on the back end, like, oh, we got Brad in place now that he's available. We can get Brad to play a Norm Powell role. But yes, again, dispirited basketball losing and didn't like it ain't no different over in a clip. Like him being in DC ain't no different what it looked like in Washington, bro. Like him where he's at now, him being in LA, it's the same type of basketball. So as much as you think it was dispirited, it's just him, no. It's the group. You know what I'm saying? The group doesn't look very spirited. I mean, they come out good in the first halves, but second halves, I don't know what happens, or even after the first quarter. But second half, it looks rough for them, and it's no different than when he was back in D.C., to me, honestly.
I cannot understand that a team that was very competitive with the Nuggets last year, they are one of the most unentertaining watches in the NBA right now. A team with a top 75.
Because you have the expectations for them. Yeah, and of course, Kawhi, too.
But it's not even yes, the expectation plays a factor, but they're just not a fun watch. They're just not a fun team to watch play basketball at all. And so I wanted to just talk about the situation in general. Obviously, they don't have their first round pick this year. Obviously, they don't have their first round pick next year because OKC has the right to swap in 2027, which is
the trade for Paul George and then the trade for James has lost them.
It's incredible. At 2029. The 76ers have the right to swap. It's incredible. And obviously, if you look at the books here, James Harden has a player option for $42 million next year. John Collins, an expiring deal right now, $26 million expiring. Avisa Zubac, a very reasonable, basically $20 million a year, or $19 million a year through 27, 28. There's some reasonable contracts on this. And obviously, you have the big elephant in the room, which is one, Kawhi Leonard, who is making he's an unrestricted free agent in 27-28, so he has one more year after this year. Who knows what happens with him? And I also would like to say it's a shame what kind of happened with Chris Paul. He's pretty much out the rotation right now. I don't know what's going on. Don't want to see that kind of happen as he fades out.
He's 40 years old, bro. He's in year 22. Like, I mean, again, everybody, it's hard not to because we see LeBron, we see but even Steph is younger than Chris Paul, like a lot younger.
Yeah.
But to see Bron do it, make it look easy, it ain't easy, bro. Most guys at year 15 are at the back end. This is year 22 for him. You know what I'm saying? Or 21, whatever it is. He's playing 20 plus years in the league. And for him to play 82 games last year was an incredible feat. And play and start, you know, for the Spurs, like he had a great year. I didn't expect him to do that. Like, that's a great year. Even though the Spurs weren't great.
Him just suiting up for 82.
Him just suiting up and starting. Yeah, and then, you know, helping them understand and build. Steph Castle, like Wemby, the mindset. That was unbelievable. I'm shocked. He's a 5'10", well, not a 5'10 guard, but he's a guard. You know what I'm saying? Like, people look at him as a 5'10 guard. He's a 6'2", you know, whatever. He's a small guard. Most of those guys don't last more than a decade in the league. He's done two decades. Him and Kyle Lowry, like the only two guys at that position or at that size to go 20 years. And you see where Kyle Lowry is.
You make good points. Yeah, I want to get back to the topic. So, you know, talking about blowing it up or keeping it together. So we know that this Clippers thing has to come to an end soon, right?
Yeah.
But the question, the reason why I'm posing the question is, do you just do it now? Like, obviously, you're not going to do it tomorrow. I'm talking about by the trading deadline. Do you just say, okay, this is not going to work?
Yes.
You can get James Harden's going to opt into that player option next year. Basically, you say, I don't want James Harden. I don't want to pay James Harden $42 million next year for this Clippers team that's not going to go anywhere.
We're losing. I don't want to pay any of these guys to save money. Trade away as many assets as you can because just get, you know, as far into the cap as possible, get as much draft capital as you can get. Keep maybe one or two young guys. But realistically, everybody's up for more. And this is not only as a GM, but as a fan of the game of like, you know, do some of these guys favors, put them in better positions. Like, even you look at Sacramento, we didn't expect much because they're terrible. But some of those guys I know and I like their game and I want to see them in better situations. Do that organization a favor, do the fans a favor, and do the players a favor. Get them in better places for them to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, Dallas is like, I want to see what they look like. But as a fan, as a GM, I'm going, as a fan and as a GM, Clippers got to change some things up, bro. Like, it's right as soon as possible, ASAP.
And yes, they, a lot of their draft capital is owned to the Oklahoma City Thunder. A lot of their draft capital is owned to the Philadelphia 76ers. I think what's going to make it difficult or interesting for them, Danny, is like, okay, you have $26 million expiring on John Collins' deal, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe there's a team that says, oh, we'll take a $26 million expiring contract. But at the same time, because this draft is so good, nobody's really going to want to give up draft capital, particularly for these for 2026. Maybe they can think about for 2027. But at that mm-hmm. point, like, do I even want to give up a draft pick for John Collins? And that's no shade to John Collins. This is being real. It's an interesting
maybe for James Harden. Maybe I don't know if you, what you do with Kawhi, but those two guys, maybe they'll give up, you know.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation for them to be in. And you kind of referenced it, so let's just get over to it real quick. The Sacramento Kings. It is time to blow it up. And I will say this, shout out to Doug Christie, the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, who still stood on business regardless of how the team has been playing, saying, give us some time. Everybody who's talking nonsense, keep talking it. And to be real, everybody should talk nonsense because the team doesn't make sense. The team doesn't fit. And so even if 2 years from now, a year from now, Doug Christie comes back and says, I told y'all I'll be going to get this right, you're probably going to get it. If you get it right, it's not going to be with these players because they just don't work. It's not that DeMar DeRozan is not a good basketball player. He's just not a floor stretcher. And you have him on the court with Russell Westbrook or Dennis Schroeder. And it's not that Domantas Sabonis is a bad center, but he doesn't play great defense and he can't move his feet. And he's not that great offensively to make up for it. It's just a bad roster. I don't know what else to say, Danny. And it's just a shame that you make a great point. At this point, I don't even want to blame the players because we know who DeMar DeRozan is. We know who Domantas Sabonis is. We know who Zach LaVine is. We know who Dennis Schroeder is. We know who Russell Westbrook. We knew what type of skill set these guys had. So I can't even be mad at them. It's at Malik management. Monk. Like, what were y'all thinking?
Yeah. I guess get names to get people in seats to try to recoup. I don't know. But yes, Russ is balling. He's having a hell of a year. I love the fact that he's getting those minutes and playing and at a high level and still putting up good numbers.
And he's shooting three too.
Yeah, so is, you know, DeMar and Zach, like they still got some good legs in them, like to play somewhere and give a group some good energy. Even Malik Monk, it could be a good, you know, solid bench piece for another team.
A lot of teams.
Yeah, it's time, man, and we all knew it wasn't going to work. And it's not their fault. I just would like to see these guys in better places, happier, because it could be better basketball played. And Schroeder said he played MVP of the summer every year. Like, he is EuroLeague MVP. Like, he's nice in summer. And in certain systems, he looks really good. Some of those guys could use – some teams could use them. Even though Detroit's at the top of the East, I'm sure they would love to have, you know, Schroeder back or get a Malik right. Monk to come off the bench for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, Russ could be used in other – now people seeing that he still is capable – Russ could definitely be used in some other aspects on other groups. DeMar and Zach for sure can be used in other places. And Domantas Sabonis, this is some of his good years, bro. He should not be wasting some of his good years playing this type of basketball when it was just 2 years ago they were damn in 7-game series with the you know Golden State Warriors. Maybe three it's years crazy. Ago, a series it's that they could have won. You know, it should have won honestly. But yeah, he had Darren Fox. Everything was just good. You know, a couple years ago now.
Looking crazy.
It's looking bad. He said they were both trading. It looked like an even trade. Tyrese Haliburton goes to the finals. They were playing well, but now it's just like, nah.
Trade don't look even at all. Even that's even yeah. Tyrese Haliburton missing the whole year.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.